Well, as we've been reporting, the pandemic dealt a major blow to children's learning and development. The latest results from a nationwide standardized test found an alarming drop in math and reading performance in fourth and eighth graders. And it turns out, kindergarten teachers are also noticing delays in their students. North Country Public Radio's Amy Feiereisel reports.
Pretty much any kindergarten teacher will tell you that the first year of school is a magical one, full of discovery. Amanda Lynch has been a kindergarten teacher at Evans Mills Primary School in Jefferson County, New York, for 7 years.
That right there is what makes it so worth everything, is to see a child's face light up over the littlest things, learning their name, learning their letters, things like that. Mrs. Lynch, I got it!
She says kindergarten is about setting a really solid foundation, getting kids excited about coming to school and learning.
We start that foundation in order to build a solid, successful child. And, you know, sometimes there's cracks in the foundation, so you do what you can to make sure that you fix it.
The pandemic has meant kids are coming in with a lot more cracks, socially, emotionally, and even physically. Over the last few years, schools nationwide saw an uptick in special needs and services, like occupational and speech therapy. Brand new kindergartners are needing those too.
We can use scissors, for example. Mm-hmm. A lot of kids don't even know how to use them. They come in not knowing those fine motor skills.
That's Kelly Ward, another kindergarten teacher at Evans Mills. She says being able to use scissors is one of those benchmarks of progress, like holding crayons or modeling shapes out of clay. In the past, perhaps a few children would have had trouble with those things and need to work with an occupational therapist. This year, Ward says it's almost all the kids.
So that's something that OT would do on their own time, but we're having to do a whole group.
We're not born with motor skills. We've got to develop them, say Amanda Lynch and Lindsay Ganter, another kindergarten teacher.
Being able to run, being able to use their hands rather than their finger to push things around.
Absolutely. I mean, play with a lot of Play-Doh to strengthen those muscles for those pre-writing skills.
There's actually a term for kids who are underdeveloped when it comes to movement, container babies. Lindsay Ganter again.
Where parents were really busy and they left them like in exosaucers, you know, they were in playpens, not getting those core muscles built up.
Physical movement is crucial to early development, says Margie Carter. She's the former director of a group that offered early intervention services like speech, physical, and occupational therapy for babies and toddlers across northern New York.
They really need to be accessing their outside environment more, walking in the snow and learning how to balance.
She says over the course of the pandemic, they saw an increase in the need for all therapies. That's because kids have spent less time moving and playing and more time in front of screens.
We're seeing a lot less upper body strength because kids aren't outside running around, climbing, you know, accessing their environment that way. They're more sedentary.
Carter says the pandemic also impacted speech development in the children she worked with. That too is showing up in kindergarten classrooms. At Evans Mills, teachers are seeing a fair amount of delayed speech and even nonverbal students. Amanda Lynch again.
People don't realize how important it is to actually see someone speak and how they form their words.
Lynch says both masks and less social interaction have had big impacts.
They could see their parents and things like that, but I think a lot of tablets and things like that were used, so they weren't actually seeing someone speaking.
So she and the other teachers have been spending more time on sounds, how to form them, what their mouth should look like.
There was an old lady who swallowed a shirt.
As Lindsay Ganter reads a book to her class, she exaggerates each word, not just sonically, but physically.
Here comes your part. Are you ready?
Yeah. I don't know why she swallowed the leaves. Perhaps she'll sneeze.
Now, here's the good news. That excitement you heard in Ganter's students as they read, that can make up for a lot of missed learning.
I think they're picking it up fairly quickly. I think they're excited to come in. So I think they're really picking up on things quicker this year.
And learning in a group with other kids can also accelerate development. The teachers were thrilled to say goodbye to distanced individual desks and hello to group tables again, Lynch says.
Where we can put 4 to 6 kids at a table and they can learn together. So having the tables and having that closeness is very fundamental for kindergarten.
They say, luckily, learning isn't linear and children can make progress quickly in the right environment. For Here and Now, I'm Mimi Fireisel in Evans Mills, New York.